So tickt Berlin. Dein Podcast von und mit Nikolai Tegeler.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer brandneuen Ausgabe von So tickt Berlin, wie ihr es ja gerade schon gehört habt von meinem Gast. Wir befinden uns im Tourbus. Wir sind immer noch auf Tour und zwar mit den Beatles quer durch Österreich, Schweiz und Deutschland. Und gerade auf dem Weg von, ich glaube, oh Gott, ich habe es auch schon vergessen, von Graz Richtung Regensburg und dann weiter nach Chemnitz. Genau, und mein heutiger Gast ist Manny Angeletti, seines Zeichens Musiker, und er spielt hier in der Show seit ein paar Jahren schon den Paul McCartney. Und das macht er ziemlich gut, aber was rede ich schon wieder so viel? Ich sage einfach mal hallo. Hey, welcome.
Ja, ja. Money. Oh, hey. Yes, yes. Hello. Hello.
Everyone. So my Italian is not fluent enough, so we need to talk in
my
Deutsch
is not good.
No, you pronounce it so well. So tick Berlin. I love that.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel very good. We've been traveling today. Actually, we're on our day off.
Could you believe? Yeah, day off, and so we're on the way in the bus.
It's a tour life. I like it. We all like it.
And this is like a premiere. So no, this is my first podcast in a bus between two destinations.
Oh, wow, that's so original.
Yeah, it's so.
I'm proud to be part of that.
Yeah, and you can hear the noises surrounded us.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
also ihr hört hier quasi die Geräusche.
Real.
Am laufenden Bus.
Reality.
Neben uns, wir haben, there's nice weather outside, right?
It is.
The sun is shining, blue sky. Ah, it's beautiful. Molto bene, you will say.
Molto bene, benissimo. Molto bello.
Yeah, starting with that. So you grew up in a little town in Italy, right?
Yes, it's called Civita Castellana. It's a village.
Pardon?
Very small village.
Manny, could you tell it again? How is it called?
Civita Castellana. That's the name. Yeah, I know it's not that easy.
Oh, that's really hard.
Civita Castellana, yes.
What's the meaning?
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It's just a name. It's pretty... It's near Rome.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's not that far. Yeah, half an hour, 40 minutes driving with no traffic.
Ah.
If there is traffic, it could be 2 hours.
Wow.
But usually it's an hour. 45 minutes at night time, during night time.
Wow. So, and you grew up there? Do you have some siblings as well? Or you will be grown by yourself?
No. With my family, then I moved to Rome. I lived in the city.
Yeah, but you still have a sister or a brother or something?
No.
Just
me. Just me.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, no, a little bit more. 18 or 20, I don't remember. I moved to Rome.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up there a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until I was 35, 36.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and when do you start with music? You are a musician, right?
Yeah, my dad is a musician also.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up with music at home.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
I was very lucky.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. And one day, I remember, my dad came home with a complete records collection of the Beatles.
Ah.
Because he was working for EMI in Italy, which is the same company records of the Beatles in England.
Yeah.
And he was working there. So they gave him that big collection.
Yeah.
So I grew up with all the Beatles records at home.
No.
That's my Beatles childhood.
So you touched the Beatles first time when you were a child?
Yeah, I touched the cover of the Beatles.
Wait, do you remember which LP it was?
All the album from Please Please Me, which is the first one, to Let It Be, which is the last one.
Oh, wow.
So Please Please Me with the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, Beatles For Sale,
cool.
Help, Rubber Soul,
no.
Revolver, Sgt. Pepper, all the albums.
This is quite cool. So, and that was the first step into the world of music for
exactly.
you.
Exactly, exactly. Then for a moment of my life, because I started studying piano when I was, I don't remember, I was very, very young. But because I heard all the Beatles songs at the time, for me it was quite natural, you know, being into the Beatles world.
Yeah.
So when you have one thing every time, you want to do other thing.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't start playing the Beatles because the Beatles was a home always. Beatles music. So I start with other kind of music, classical. You know, I was studying piano with classical, and then I went into prog music. Genesis.
Wow.
Yeah, all the kind of Procolarum, or you know, all the kind of bands.
Yeah.
That were doing prog. So my musical way was quite weird because I started with difficult music.
Yeah.
And then I just jump into pop music just later on.
Because pop music is more easy, or
no? Because
earn more money.
Because at the end, no, I didn't think about money. I was too young
for that. Yeah,
and but for some reason, I think the simple things is, you know, the easy things are the best.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was a natural passage.
Okay.
It was a natural passage. At the end, I just realized, oh, they're the best. The Beatles are the best.
Wow.
Simply the best.
Tell me, so you started
classical music.
Classical music, piano. Wow.
Bach, Mozart.
Wow.
Yeah, Chopin.
Jesus.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. And you really liked it?
Oh, I really like it. Cool. Still play that sometimes.
Even when you were that young?
Yeah, I was young, yeah. But with classical music is not like pop music.
No, no.
If you want to be a good classical music pianist,
yeah,
you need to study every day.
Yeah,
you have to study 4, 5, 6 hours per day. So it's, I was doing that. I was studying, Academy of Music and all the kind of stuff.
So
I was very serious when I was a teenager.
Really?
Then no
girlfriends?
Then I messed up everything.
Because
not serious anymore.
Why? Why?
No, what? I don't know.
Because of girls.
Because I was tired of being serious all the time.
Oh, yeah, you know, I understand. And then, so you learned playing guitar and bass?
Then guitar, and then drums.
Oh, wow, really?
Then, yes.
Yeah, so
I have a band home.
Yeah.
Where I play drums with them. Yeah.
So
that's it's so fun.
And if I like to get more into it, I could rent the band? And you guys?
We do our original music.
Ah.
We write songs.
Uh-huh.
Stuff. But I like play drums with them.
What kind of music?
They're friends of my, you know, from my town. And we really enjoy stay together and play together and write together.
Uh-huh. And what kind of music?
It's basically rock.
Rock. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you wrote your own songs?
Yeah.
With that band?
With that band and even on my own.
I
always write music. Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
Chiari Doppiomalto.
And what's the meaning?
Chiari Doppiomalto in Italy is a kind of beer. It's that kind of beer you call ale, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or double or triple. You know, double is chiari, doppio is double.
Doppio, uh-huh.
So, because we were drinking lots of beer at the time, the band of the name is Chiari Doppiomalto, like the beer, Chiari Doppiomalto.
But this band is not... It's on.
We did our last gig 2 months ago.
No way.
Yes.
So how old is this band?
It's pretty old. We're all like my age.
No, yeah, it's not old.
Pretty old.
But
20
cool.
years, 25 years.
Wow.
We started 25 years ago.
This is quite cool.
Yeah.
So you're still friends?
We're still friends.
All the same members?
Same members.
No.
5 people all the time.
This is quite cool.
Yeah, it's a 5-piece band.
And could I find you on Spotify?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we're on Spotify. We did 2 albums. The first one is a double album. Then the second one, and then another single. So you can find 3 different kind of...
What? Please pronounce your name of the band. Again,
Chiari Doppiomalto.
So, for everyone who wants to listen to that,
but I'm not singing on that band.
No,
I just do backing vocals from the drum, and I play drum keys.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Cool. So great. Wow.
And sometimes it's very good to not sing all the time because
definitely.
I'm always singing when I'm doing this Beatles and stuff. Yeah, you know, some just sometimes just be in the back. Playing drums, enjoying,
and
backing vocals.
You're kind of famous?
Looking at the girls.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You have to tell me about that because you're in Italian, you know.
Private.
Yeah.
in Italian.
You're kind of famous with the band?
No. It's just our you know, it's a band who usually does show near home, just there.
Ah, okay, cool.
So we have lots of people coming to see the show, but it's all the people from that place.
Oh, cool. Yeah. This is quite cool. But you just did two albums. We can listen to it and via Spotify, for example. That's quite cool. Yeah. So how do you become? You told us about the first touchable moment with the Beatles when you were really young. Yeah. But how does it come that you still be an impersonator like being Paul McCartney?
I started on my own. I just started on my own because I would like to play bass.
Uh huh.
So at the time I was playing piano and guitar, no bass.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the passage from guitar to bass is not that difficult because it's pretty much the same world.
Yeah.
And I start playing bass right-handed first because I am right-handed, and because McCartney left-handed.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
knows that.
Sure.
But I was playing right-handed, so I started playing right-handed bass and tried to sing Paul McCartney. And for some reason, I really enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
And carried on. And at some point, I just decided to do a band.
Another band.
And I did that band with some friends, just four people like the Beatles.
Yeah.
So bass, two guitars and drums like the Beatles. And we started like that. Started doing concerts, doing shows around. And then we went to the big cities, Rome, and Firenze, all the big cities in Italy, and started to work with that project.
As a Beatles group?
As a Beatles group.
Wow.
Yeah. Then I joined another big band in Italy because the other friends of mine at the time, they wanted to do this music stuff just as a hobby, not as a proper work, job.
Yeah.
So I joined another band, professional band in Italy called Apple Pies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I stayed with them for 15 years.
Wow.
Yes. We were playing, it was a Beatles tribute band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But for a moment, we swapped music and we started writing our own music.
Uh-huh.
As the Apple Pies. Yeah.
Oh,
Apple Pies. Yeah. We also did the X Factor.
No.
In Italy. Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
The band. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that moment of my life. And we were writing songs and we did the X Factor. We did a soundtrack of a very big Italian movie. And we did a record, an album. And then we're back to be a Beatles tribute band because people want to hear the Beatles a lot. So
more than
original music. Oh. If you get famous,
yeah,
but we didn't,
almost,
so, yeah, almost famous like the movie.
Ah, cool,
yeah,
this is not bad, yeah.
No.
And you still, but the Apples are still alive. Is this?
No, we stopped. We just do some reunion sometimes.
Ah, okay.
Now after this tour will be finished, I will back home and we will do a reunion concert.
Oh,
in May.
In May in Rome?
In Rome.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
In a big music club.
This is quite cool. So, you still, right now, you still work as a professional musician and you travel around the world as in.
With you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But tell me, but you still really, you just play shows everywhere, almost in Europe. You told me, right?
Yeah.
Is it within another Beatles tribute band, or is it you play some other kind of music? Because you earn money because you're a musician and you earn money with that. You don't need to work another job. You don't.
No, it's my first job.
This is the first job, and you don't have to do other jobs to get.
No,
your...
fortunately, I'm very lucky.
Cool.
Because I'm doing the job I like.
Wow, perfect.
I'm very lucky, yeah.
So is it the reason you're so open-minded for everything what comes up to you, or is it, what's the secret?
No, I think if you want to do one good, you know, if you want to do a good job,
yeah,
I think you have to do one thing.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I think.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. It's I really enjoy doing just that as a job. And then when I need to enjoy doing some other stuff, I do, but it's not a job.
Okay. And after we finished in the, at the end or the middle of
February, yeah,
you will go to the Netherlands.
I will go to the Netherlands. No, in September.
We will
start another tour from September to January next year.
Ah, yeah. Wow. So with another band.
Yeah. It's another show in Netherlands. It's a battle between Beatles and Stones.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Wow. So how does it come?
After the Apple Pies, the band I had in Italy.
Yeah.
I did an audition for a show in London.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I just thought, okay, I'll try to do this audition.
Yeah.
And I got the job in London. It was quite unusual because all the cast was English people.
Oh, from UK or America?
They were all English, from England.
Wow,
yeah,
wow.
They wanted to do a proper English cast.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the producers liked me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I'm Italian. So, for the first beat, there was a little battle, fight between the producer and the musical director.
Ah.
Because they said, no, we can't do that. We just need English people doing this. It was the first musical in England about the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, we just need English people. And then he battled for me. He fought for me. And then he won the battle. So I went
into
the cast. And I was the only non-English member of the cast.
How nice. And so you stayed in London?
I stayed in London for a few years, yeah.
Wow.
We stayed for 3 years in London. Then we start a big tour.
Yeah.
Through England, Ireland, and then Europe, and then rest of the world.
With another Beatles tribute band.
Was that show in England?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. What was the name of the...
Let It Be, like the song Let It Be.
Let It Be. Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard about that. Cool. Yeah. So you're still in... From time to time, you still do that show because you're going on September with the
No, it's not anymore. No, he finished now.
Confused.
No, no, the one in Netherlands is a battle between Stones and Beatles.
Yeah, at you, sorry.
And it's called the Stones and Beatles Battle.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, and how did it come? Met you? Do you met John Brosnan?
Yes, one of our John members? Brosnan was with me, part of the cast of Let It Be, the show in England.
Great! Yeah. This is where you know each other.
We met there. Yeah, that's where we met.
Ah, cool! Yeah. And that is the reason maybe you come up to Stars and Concert.
We're still mates.
Yeah,
We didn't get bored yet.
Yeah, he's sitting behind us and watching us. Yeah, look at him. Yeah, this is John. Yeah, he's listening.
He's smiling.
To us.
He's laughing.
We don't have to talk that loud.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. They are all sleeping.
He's sleeping now. Yeah. quite cool. So this is the reason why you are.
We met. Yes.
In London.
Yeah.
And he brought you into Stars and Concert, right?
After a while, when Let It Be finished, I was working in another show, and one day John contacted me and I said, Manny, do you want to join another show in Germany? It's called All You Need Is Love. And he told me, blah, 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 blah. He explained me everything. I said, yes, sounds good. So I came here.
Wow.
Thanks to John.
So we both met each other in Hamburg, right?
Yes.
At the
St. Pauli. We were back there, yeah.
Yeah, this year we were back in the summertime. Yeah, not bad. So have you ever been in Berlin?
Yes. Several times.
Several times? Before or after the war?
Before... Oh, no. After.
Oh, really?
After.
When?
It was 2014. My first time it was 2014.
Is it because you had to work there? Or
Yeah. Oh, really? We were there doing a tour.
Oh.
And we've been in Berlin for 1 week playing there.
So how is it to come to Berlin? What do you like the city or is it?
I really like the city. We went to that place. Is that is that place where you can see the rest of the wall,
the East Side Gallery?
Yeah, probably it's that one. I don't remember exactly where it was, but we went there. we went around. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
And you still lived in London. You're from Rome. You crossed the country with your tour. So what is your feeling?
In Italy, we say "giriamo come trottole."
Sì, comprende.
Yeah.
But what is your feeling about when you come to Berlin? Is it in, you know, from your point of view as an tourist, you don't live there.
Yeah.
What is your feeling about Berlin?
You know the thing about this job is very good when you can stay for a week in one place, because it means you have time mm-hmm. to get around, explore the city.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling about Berlin was a very friendly city. About usually when you go around, people is not that friendly.
Yeah.
But I found the, how can I say, Berliners?
Yeah, you're right.
Berliners.
Yeah, Berliners.
And
yeah.
I found Berliners very friendly.
Okay.
Yeah, I was of course I was asking for information around.
Yeah, yeah.
I said sorry. They were all explained. Oh, thank you. Oh yeah, it's been a pleasure. Oh yeah, yeah. So I was talking with all the people around. They were very, very friendly.
Oh, cool.
The city, of course, looks beautiful. It's beautiful, and now because we always stay
at the Estrel.
At the Estrel, I'm always checking the tower.
Yeah.
They were building the tower, and we were there last year. Yeah. The tower was half finished.
Yeah.
Now it's more than half.
Could you believe that?
Yeah.
Big thing?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's so big, it's so high.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends who's working on that world as well in Italy.
Oh.
And I was sending picture of the tower to them last year.
Yeah.
And this year, just before I left to Berlin again, they said, send me a picture again. We want to see how the tower looks now, because they want to see the building up. You know?
This is cool.
So I did it.
So it's nice. Have you ever tried the original Berlin sausage or Döner kebab?
Oh, yeah.
You like?
Yeah, I like it. Of course I like it. Yes.
And of course, you have a good Italian kitchen as well in Berlin. Do you know that?
Yes.
A good community of
there is a good
people?
Community. Well, I'm not that good on kitchen and food because I'm terrible. I'm a terrible cooker. I know it's strange because I'm Italian. Everybody thinks, oh, he's Italian. He can cook everything. No, no, not my case. I'm terrible.
That's cool. So when you could give an advice to someone who wants to start as a musician, what would it be? What would you give an advice to say, hey, to become a good musician, to earn money? What would you say?
You mean my suggestion to people who want to start?
Yeah, right.
I think the first thing is feeling the music with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be the first thing. If you start doing music because you think of the money, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to think about your feeling about the music.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel something special, you can carry on. And if it's true that you feel something special will happen.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, thank you. And how is it for you? I mean, the half of the Beatles are dead.
Yes,
the original,
I know.
And the other half is still alive. So Paul,
yeah, very old and still alive.
Yeah, and Paul McCartney is still alive as well.
Yeah.
So you are Paul McCartney. So how is it for you to play someone like Paul McCartney?
When I was in London doing the show, that's my feeling. When I was in London doing the show, I met Stella McCartney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the daughter, the famous stylist.
Yeah.
I met her in a party.
Oh.
Yeah, and she heard about the show we were doing in London, because we were doing the show every night in London, in Piccadilly. So she said, are you the guy who's doing my father? I said, yes, man. Nice
wow.
to meet you. And she was with a little son.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said to him, this guy pretends to be your grandfather.
Oh, and what does she say?
He was looking at me like that.
This guy, this Italian.
you just pretend to be your grandpa, you know.
Cool.
So what I feel is, everybody asked me, what happens if Paul McCartney is coming to see a show? You know, what happens? Oh, well, I hope it doesn't happen, because, you know, it's strange because, you know, you're doing his life when he was young.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's a very strange feeling for him.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he maybe doesn't like that. I don't know.
We don't care, right?
Yeah, we don't care, exactly. But the music is always great. That's the best part.
Is there a big dream you would like to do as a musician, or maybe to play in a Carnegie Hall in New York City or something? Or
I would like to play there. I never played in Carnegie Hall. I played in lots of places in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, but never in New York.
Okay.
I didn't play in New York yet, so maybe it will happen one day. I don't know. I hope. Yeah.
This is one of your dreams?
No, it's not. It's not a dream, but it will be very, very, very good.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, cool. My dream? I don't know what's my dream. Probably. Oh, I can't say here.
Why? It's just you and me. let me know.
It's maybe not to say that.
So, if we have a chance to see you on stage, it's during this tour until the mid of February, and of course in the summertime in the St. Pauli Theater during June and July.
Yes, exactly.
And if we like to hear something from you, we can look at Spotify to that strange named band.
Chiari Doppio Malto, or Chiari the easy, Malto. All the easier one, Apple Pies. Easier to find.
Cool.
Just me, Manny Angeletti. You can find even my own songs.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you do your own songs?
Yeah. I do sometimes when I can.
Is it on your homepage?
Manny Angeletti.
Manny Angeletti.
Manny Angeletti. Easy.
Double N.
Double N.
And Y.
Manny and Y, yes. Angeletti, A-N-G-E, Angeletti. Like that.
So, Tante Grazie, mon amour.
Piacere mio.
We already reached Regensburg. The sun is shining, the blue sky, and we have to prepare ourselves
and
now.
We have a sort of plan for tonight, going out for
off.
Dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're off today. Yes.
And we are pretty near to our hotel right now, so it's really nice to talk to you.
It was nice. My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Mr. Angeletti, I would like to say Tante Grazie, mon amour. Hope to talk to you again. See you tomorrow on stage in Chemnitz.
We will have fun.
Could you say Chemnitz?
Chemnitz.
Perfect. Chemnitz. You're really professional in German. Good. Thank you so much.
Tick-tock?
Ticked Berlin.
Ticked Berlin.
Yeah, you're right. You're good. You're so
happy to be part of that. Ticked Berlin.
I love to talk much more, but this is why we have to stop now because
we
are reaching.
We just arrived.
Arrived.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Nico.
Thank you. And da draußen, denkt bitte dran, bleibt zuversichtlich.
Of course, und fröhlich. Yeah, of course.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.
So tickt Berlin. Dein Podcast von und mit Nikolai Tegeler.